Today's daf is Tzadik Zayin. We are behind, so we are starting from the top of Tzadik Vav Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemecha Shabbat Yavim. So these few Mishnahs here are talking about the situation of a boy who's between the ages of 9 and 13. So he's not quite bar mitzvah, but his physical acts are considered an act of bia. So he's a 9-year-old boy, Shabbat Al Yavim. So the fact that he's not bar mitzvah yet doesn't stop the fact that if his brother died without any kids, his sister-in-law is connected and attached to him, zekukali of him. So what happens is he goes and he has a relation with his sister-in-law. And then he's got a twin brother. His twin brother's also 9 years old. And his twin brother also then went and had relation with her. So the Tanakhama says, Paisel al Yodai. The second brother, by his act, has actually stopped this woman from remaining with the first brother, because neither one is, the Tanakhama is saying it's sort of a halfway kinyan. So therefore, normally, if the first one would be koina and marry the woman, then the second one would come along, it wouldn't achieve anything. It would be znus or whatever it would be. If it was an accident, she'd go back to him. Okay, but let's say it was b'shoigig, so she would go back to him. But the first one would have been mamish married. But because he's only 9 years old, therefore the first one is not completely married to her. So when the second one comes along, the fact that he does an act with her has enough power to make... Yeah, sorry, like you say, it's eisha sochiv, and therefore... he's not allowed to. She needs. No, it's more about, not so much about Eishes Achiv, but the fact that the second one will need to give a get, because the second one has achieved some. As Rashi explained, the second one will need to give a get because it has had some kind of an impact, and therefore, it's the concept of Kevin Shaloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. Once a brother-in-law is given a get to a Yivama, then he's not allowed to then do Yivam, he has to do on the Chalitza. So that's the concept when you have 2 9-year-olds getting involved. Reb Shimon says, no, it doesn't, because it's not the pshat that a 9-year-old kid does sort of a half of a kinyan, and therefore it remains that partially he did, partially he didn't. Reb Shimon says, no, we are in doubt. Either he made a proper kinyan, or he didn't make any kinyan at all. If he made a proper kinyan, then what the second one did is nothing. And if he didn't make a proper kinyan, then what the second one did is also nothing. Yeah, either he did it or he didn't. And therefore, there's no problem, there's no Indian of the second one coming along and saying that the first one can't marry anymore. We're just in the Mishnah we left off with, we were up to yesterday. So that was a case where there were two brothers. So Reuven died, and he had two brothers, Shimon and Levi, who were both 9 years old, because Shimon and Levi were twins, maybe. And they both had relations with the one sister-in-law. The next case in the Mishnah, the Ben Teisha Shana V'Yemecha, in the middle of the Mishnah, Shabbat al Yevimtoi V'Yachak Bal Tzarasa. This is the case where there's one brother-in-law and two wives. So Reuven died and left two wives, and he had a 9-year-old brother who had relations first with one of the sister-in-laws and then with the other one. Is again, the fact that he then goes with the second one, so because the first one was only a halfway marriage, the second one comes along and it's another halfway marriage, so then it's no good, because the din is he's only allowed to do Yibam with one sister-in-law. There's no such thing as Reuven died and Shimon can marry both of his wives. He's got to have one or the other. This guy who did half of one and half of the other, so he's mucked up both of them, and he's not allowed to do Yibam anymore, and he has to get rid of both of them. And again, Reb Shimon says the same logic. Reb Shimon says, no, it doesn't. The fact that he went and was the second one doesn't ruin the first one for him. As the Gemara is going to discuss. We'll go straight into the Gemara. Tanya, we learned the Rabbis. Amar lehem Reb Shimon lechachamim. Reb Shimon says to the Chachamim, there are 2 9-year-old kids here. Is in bia rishayna bia. In both cases, either it's 2 9-year-old kids or 1 9-year-old kid with 2 women. Either way, in Bia Rishayna Bia, if the first one counts, because you consider it as 9 years old, physically developed, therefore it counts, is then Bia Shnia Eina Bia. The second one doesn't count because he's fully married to, so the first brother is fully married to her, or in the case where there was only one guy and two women, he was fully married to the first wife, to the first, yes, and therefore the second one doesn't count, so it doesn't puzzle anything. And if the first one didn't count, and therefore you're saying that when the second one comes along it has some impact, is bia shnia nami eina bia. Then no, the second one doesn't have any impact either. So it's not that each one has sort of a half a kinyan going on over here. Is the pshat is that either it works or it doesn't. It's either 100% to the first one or it's 0%. And if it's 0% with the first one, then it's 0% with the second one also, and therefore we're still at square one. If it's 100% with the first one, the second one will count. That's the suffix, yeah. If either he's completely the same as below 9 years old, or he's completely like over bar mitzvah. But we don't know. In between the age of 9 and 13, we have a suffix. That's how Rab Shimon says. Okay, says the Gemara. Rab
Shimon is leaning his suffix towards saying that he's below 9.
No, Shimon's either way. Either everything doesn't count, or the first one married him a Yibum Gomor, and that's it. And the second one's now out of the picture.
Okay. Yeah, but because of the suffix.
Suffix, so you have to be a machmer. Okay. No, he says ain't a posel. No, on the contrary, because of the suffix, he says ain't a posel. Monofshach, the first one can keep going. Either the first one worked the first time, or nothing's happened yet, and we're up to still at square one. Says the Gemara, Masnesed Leke Ben Azai, this Mishnah will not go according to the opinion of Ben Azai, the Tanya Ben Azai. I mean, we know that Ben Azai says, Yech Maimer Achar Maimer, Bishne Yevomen Vyevoma Achas. So the assumption here is, we're going to learn soon, that they treated the physical act of a 9-year-old the same as Maimer of an adult. Right, so we know that Yibum in HaTorah is only achieved by physical relations. But the Chachamim were Mesakin Maimer, which is Kiddushin to a sister-in-law in this case, and therefore that's sort of like a half Kinyan. Yeah? So according to the logic that says that a 9-year-old's physical act has the same power as the Kiddushin of an adult. So therefore, the Gemara is saying it's analogous to Maimer Achar Maimer. So Ben Azai says that because the first Maimer didn't completely acquire the wife, so the second Maimer has an impact. But when is that? Only Bishne Yevomin V'Yevoma Achas. When there are two brothers with one wife, yeah, then the second, if they both did Maimer, the second one's Maimer has an impact because at the time when Reuven died, there was a Zika between the wife and both Shimon and Levi. Therefore, when Shimon did Maimer and then Levi did Maimer, both of them have an impact because Shimon's Maimer wasn't a complete Kinyan, and therefore Levi's Maimer has an effect. But Ein Maimer Achar Maimer B'Shtei Yevomis V'Yomer Mechon. Ben Azai says, is it a difference between the case of whether there's two wives with only one brother-in-law? If there's only one brother-in-law and he did Maimer with one of the wives, that's it. The second Maimer doesn't count, because he only has koyach of one Maimer. He's got, you know, a certain amount of points that he's got allowed to use up for Maimer. Once he used up all his Maimer points, he can't do a second Maimer. One guy can't do two Maimers. The second one doesn't count. And therefore, Ben Azai makes that distinction between two guys and one woman, or two women and one guy. And therefore, presumably, the same thing he'll say with the 9-year-old. If we're going to say the 9-year-old's bio is the same as the Maimer of an adult, then he would distinguish between the case of two brothers with one wife or one brother with two wives. And our Mishnah says exactly the same, and therefore the whole concept in our Mishnah doesn't agree with this distinction of Ben Azai, clearly, because our Mishnah says it's exactly the same, either one. Okay. Good, next Mishnah. Again, you have a 9-year-old boy and he had relations with his sister-in-law. Umes, and then he died. So here we go. We've got Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven died. Shimon was 9 years old. And he did Yibum, childish Yibum, with Reuven's wife, but then he died. And now there's Levi. So this woman here, she had a Zika from Reuven. She had a Zika to Levi because of Reuven. And now she has another Zika to Levi because of this 9-year-old kid who did the relations. So that act of biyah that she had with Shimon, according to the way the Tanakhama, the previous Mishnah, it's not a full kinyan. And therefore, in one sense, there's still left over the original Zika from Reuven, but there's a half a Zika because of Shimon, this 9-year-old. And now, when Levi comes along, he's got a Zika to this woman from two brothers, a full one from Reuven and a half one from Shimon. And we know whenever there's a Zika of two brothers, it's Bayis Echad, that he's not allowed to do Yibum. And therefore, if Shimon now dies, Cheletzes Lemis Yabemis, there cannot be Yibum with Levi, it could only be Chalitza, because she has a Zika from two brothers, the full one from Reuven and the half one from Shimon. Now, Nasa Isha, what happens in general, not the case of Yibum, if a 9-year-old kid marries a woman, Vemes, and dies a Reza Ptura, there is no Yibum, there's no Chalitza, there's no nothing. Why? As Rashi points out, because the physical act of a 9-year-old does have some impact, because he's physically big enough to make it happen. But Kiddushin, he hasn't got. You have to be a Bendas to make Kiddushin. If a 9-year-old kid goes and gives a ring, Harei Amakodeshesli, she's not married. There's no such thing. And therefore, in order to do Yibum, he doesn't have to be an adult. Because Yibum is, the Torah made the automatic connection. The Zika of her to him is God-given. And therefore, even if he's 9 years old and does a physical act, there's an impact. But a 9-year-old kid who tries to get married,
can't make a kinyan.
There's no such thing. He can't make a kinyan. And therefore, if he died, his bio was a bilas nos, whatever it was. They weren't married. And therefore, if a 9-year-old kid thought he was getting married and went through the motions and then died, there is no zika to his brother because he wasn't married. A 9-year-old kid cannot get married in a normal way. Next one. So what happens, this case is that he had a relation when he was 9 years old with a sister-in-law, and then he grew up eventually. And what happened? Misha Higdil, when he got over Bar Mitzvah, Nasa Isha Cheres, then he married a second wife. So he has two wives here. One of them was the one he inherited from his brother, and one that he found in his own. V'meis, and then he dies. And now Levi comes along, and he's got these two women. What should I do? Says the Mishnah, Im lo yada es harishonah misha higdil. This guy, Shimon, the second one, the middle guy, if he never had relations with Reuven's wife after he was bar mitzvah, so that means he never made a proper kinyan on Reuven's wife, because he only did it when he was 9 years old. From when he turned bar mitzvah, he never did it again. Therefore, he never did the proper kinyan. It's therefore harishonah, that first wife that came from Reuven, Cheletzes Lemis Yabemis, just like we said before, because she's got a full Zika still from Reuven and a half a Zika from Shimon. What about Hashnia, the second wife that Shimon married just by unrelated? He married a second wife when he was Bar Mitzvah. So she's just a normal wife. Cheletzes Lemis Yabemis. She can do Chalitza Yibum because she has a Zika from Shimon. It's because she was Shimon's wife, so she has a Zika to Levi, and Levi can do Chalitza or Yibum. We're going to discuss why isn't she knocked out, because usually if one wife is knocked out, the second one's knocked out. In this case, we're saying that she's not. Rab Shimon Omer, Miyabim La'ezer Sheyirtze. Rab Shimon says that he can do Yibum with whichever one he wants. V'chodes the Shniyah, and he does Chalitza to the second one just in case. This is Rab Shimon's same Shita as before. According to Rab Shimon, that act of the 9-year-old kid, it either made a complete kinyan or it made no kinyan. It's either 100% or 0%. So let's think about it. When he had made the act, if it was 100%, so she is completely Shimon's wife. Shimon married another wife, so Shimon has two wives. Levi comes along when Shimon died, he can do even to either one he wants. Because Shimon has two wives, so Levi can choose which one he wants to do even with. No problems. What happens if it was 0%, what Shimon did? Yeah, if it was 0%, then she's still zokup to Levi from Reuven, right? So he has two women standing here. One was Reuven's wife, one was Shimon's wife. So Reb Shimon says, either way he can do yibum with at least one of them. He can't do yibum with both of them, because it could be that they're both Shimon's wives. He can't let the second one go free with nothing, because it could be that one's Reuven's wife and one's Shimon's wife. Yeah, so that other one that he didn't do. Yibum with, he has to do Chalitza. Yeah? So there could be two wives from one brother, or there could be two wives from two brothers. Therefore, he can do Yibum with one of them, And the second one needs chalitza just in case they were from the two different brothers. Okay. Now, completely separate point over here. When we talk about a 9-year-old, says the Mishnah, Echad shehu ben teisha shel yom echad, whether he's 9 years old, on the calendar, literally 9 years old, the Echad shehu ben esrim shel hevi shtei sairis. The same deal will apply even if he's 20, but he hasn't brought any physical signs of adulthood, the two hairs, then he's still considered a child, because technically a boy is considered an adult when he has the physical signs of two hairs. Even if he turns 13, if he still doesn't have that, he's not really an adult. And therefore, even up to the age of 20, if he still looks like a child, then he has the same din as this 9-year-old.
He can't make a minion.
I don't know.
No boy of 13 years old cannot.
I don't know that. I don't know.
The story is Rabbi Abrams in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, there have been.
That was ages for a get.
So there have been stories about. There have been stories about kids who become bar mitzvah, let's say, on Parshas Zohar, which is min haTorah. Yeah. So it's an issue, and we usually don't let them.
The answer could be: what do you do? What do you do if you've got 9 people and you've got a kid under?
No. So it's not a din deraisa. Needing a minion for a tadavani is not a din deraisa. So therefore, you can rely upon a chazaka that a 13-year-old already got the simonim. But when it comes to a din deraisa like Parsha Zohar, so I've been in a few cases where bar mitzvah boys have Parsha Zohar and they try to make them not do Parsha Zohar because just in case. Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember one situation when I was landing many years ago in Caulfield Shul, and they had this kid and he prepared the whole thing and he came into the lane and I said to the good boy, we shouldn't have this kid, aside from the fact that I don't know if he knew how to read properly, but he's, bar mitzvah boy shouldn't. Oh, the people were going to get upset, he learned it. So you know what? Let him do it. And when he's finished, I'll just do it again. They won't know because they don't know what goes on in the shul. And we'll do it. Zohar is min haTorah. So in the end, the kid did it, and I did it also. And everybody was happy. So there is an issue there in a case of min haTorah. Okay. Says the Gemara Amar Rava. Hada Amar Rabbanan Zika Shnei Yevamim. In the case where the Rabbanim said that if a woman has a connection to Levi because of two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, so there's only allowed to be chalitza here. She's not allowed to do yibum. Is loy tema? You should not think that hecha de ikat sara. It's only in the case where there are two wives. De ikal amigzam ishum sara, because you might have a problem with it sara. Because what will happen if there are two wives, and he does yibum with one of them? So what's going to happen? The other one is going to think that she's off, because once you do even with one wife, the second wife's free. But maybe she's not off, because maybe she belongs to, maybe it's because it's a zika from the other brother. Yeah. So therefore, you'd say that's a very problematic case, and therefore, because we might get it mixed up with the other wife, therefore we say, don't let him do yibum, only chalitza. So don't say that, you should not say that's the logic. The hahacha lekatzaram, because over here, even when there's only when there isn't any tzara, there's only this 9-year-old kid and one woman, and we also say mechlatz chalta yivu b'lemiyama. The Mishnah says, like we just said, that if Reuven died and then Shimon the 9-year-old had a relation with the wife and then he died, so Levi can only do chalitza, cannot do yibum. So that's a general rule that if you've got a zika of two brothers, it doesn't make a difference. Not because of a gzera of the other wife, it's just a rule that you're not allowed to do yibum. Nasa Ishiva May says the Gemara Tanin Haratan Rabbanan. Now Mishnah is a raya for what the Brisa says. Shaita v'katan shenasav amesu. You have a shaita who someone who is intellectually disabled. Is that the correct way to say it these days? Someone is intellectually disabled or a child shenasu that they married in inverted commas v'amesu and then they died. So their wives do not need any chalitza and yibum because their marriage is not a real marriage. Yeah, someone who is intellectually incompetent or someone who is under bar mitzvah cannot get married. Simple. Next one. Ben Teisha v'chulu v'shehigdu v'chulu. So what did we say? We said that if when he married, when he had relations when he was nine, and then he grew up. So if he didn't have relations with her again after he grew up, so she still has the zika of two brothers on her, and therefore he cannot do yibum with her. He cannot do chalitza. So the Gemara asked, and what happened? The tzara, the shniya, the Mishnah said, ashniya oichal atzem shabemis. The second one he can do yibum with. Is the question is the yasu bias bentes kemaimer begodol? Why don't they say this is the rule that the assumption that we've made all along? Is that the Chachamim say that the physical act of a nine-year-old kid has the same impact as the mimer, the kiddushin of an adult? Is if that's the case, if he did mimer, if Shimon would have done mimer, yeah, if Shimon was an adult and he had done mimer, yeah, so that would already knock out that the second one cannot do yivim anymore. Once a person does mimer with once a brother does mimer with one of the co-wives, nobody else can do yibum with another one of the co-wives. So why don't we say that this act of the nine-year-old is like maimer, v'tidachet sara miyibum, and the other wife should not be allowed to do yibum, because if they are co-wives and he did maimer with one of them, you can't do yibum with the other. Is Omar Rav? So Rav says the answer is simple. Lo yosu be'er pentes k'maimer begodol. Your assumption that the physical act of a nine-year-old is the same as maimer of an adult is not true. Full stop. It's a different rules. And therefore, even though with Mimer you would be right, but with this you're not right. Shmuel Amar Asu v'Asu. Shmuel says, yep, they for sure did make it. V'chein Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Asu v'Asu. Yes, they said that a bia of a nine-year-old is exactly the same as Mimer of a gadol. Freddy Gemara, okay. So according to Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan v'Yasu, so why don't we say that in our Mishnah, and therefore the second wife should not be allowed to do Yibum? So the Gemara answers it because Tanoihi. It's a machlokes bechlal in this case. When one brother does Mimer, do we push off the other one from ever being allowed to do Yibum? That gufa is a machlekes tanoim, because we have the similar thing when we talked about maimer mamish. That was in Perek Arba Achin. Is hach tana d'Arba Achin, the one in Perek, the tana, the Mishnah in Perek Arba Achin that said that once one brother does maimer, you can't do yibum with another wife, is gozar mishum tzara, because he is worried that you'll end up having two people will think you can have two co-wives of one guy doing yibum. And over there, he was talking about the case of the Gadol. He would say the same thing over here by the nine-year-old, because his bia is like Maimer. He would taka say that the second one can't do Yibum. So why does he not mention that over there in Arba Achim? Because there he's talking about a Gadol. He's not talking about nine-year-olds. And our Tana over here in our Mishnah, Sfira Lei Osu, he holds that it is the same, it's taka the same as Maimer, abaloi gozer mishum tzara. He holds up by Maimer itself, they weren't gozer not to allow the second one to do yibum. V'ashme'inam b'katon, and he tells us that over here by a katon, v'hu adin b'gadol. He would say the same thing over there when it talks about an adult doing Maimer. So why doesn't he mention it over here? V'haidakamer b'katon, b'katon koi. Here we're talking about all the laws of a nine-year-old, so he mentions only the nine-year-old, but he would say the same thing over there. So it's a machlekes tanoim. Okay, very nice. Now, relax a bit, because the next bit's a little bit easier. Also, Rabbi Lazar came along. He went and he said, this osu va'osu, that they said that the bia of a nine-year-old is the same as maimer of a gadol. So he went and he said it. He sat in the base of Medrash and he was giving a shir, and he just made the statement. He didn't say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, his Rebbe. Shama Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan heard that Rabbi Lazar made this pronouncement without mentioning that he learned it from Rabbi Yochanan. Ikpid. Rabbi Yochanan got angry. What are you saying things as if you made it up? You got it from me. You got to say it. So Rabbi Yochanan was upset with Rabbi Lazar. As early Gabi Rabbi Abbasi thought we better go and make him feel better and appease him a bit. His armor lay, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, wasn't there a story in the basic nesis of Tveria, in the shul in Tveria, b'nagar sheyesh b'reisha glustera? There was an argument going on between the rabbis about a stick that has a ball at the end, yeah, and you could use it on Shabbos. It's suitable for grinding garlic. He says for smashing garlic, and the question is, so you know that I do that on Shabbos, but you could use it to lock the door. So it's basically what we would call a klisha malachte le isur, on Shabbos some an implement which is normally used for something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. But if you want to use it for something that you are allowed to do on Shabbos, so you want to take a hammer to crack the nuts, so we say generally the halacha is that you're allowed to do that. But this was an argument between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi. So this was a klish of halacha le'isser, and they were talking about can you use it as a bolt in the door when you want to lock the door. So they had this argument. Shenechlaku by Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi, two tanoim. Rabbi Elazar, this is a different Rabbi Elazar. This is Rabbi Elazar Atana who argued with Rabbi Yossi. Until they ripped the Sefer Torah in their anger. They ripped sounds like they did it on purpose. What do you mean they ripped the Sefer Torah? Because they were angry with each other, they ripped the Sefer Torah? That it got accidentally ripped. They were so busy being angry, and they were pulling and shoving and whatever, and they accidentally ripped the Sefer Torah. So what are they saying to Rabbi Yochanan? Anger doesn't pay. Don't get angry. So Rabbi Yochanan was angry at Rabbi Elazar, so they tried to make him, so they say, Rabbi shouldn't get angry. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisman was sitting there watching them rip the Sefer Torah. Omar, and he said, this is not a good thing that these rabbis are so angry. Tameyani, I'm just wondering, that this shul will turn into a Avodah Zarah, v'chein haven, that's what happened. So therefore, anger in the Beis HaMedrash is not an appropriate emotion. So Rabbi Yochanan got even more angry when they told him this. You don't tell me I'm angry, I'll show you I'm not angry. He got even more angry. He said, Chavrusa Nami, your Omar, Chavrusa Nami. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yossi were equals. Yeah, so they argued with each other, so they shouldn't get angry at each other, because they were equal classmates, and therefore they should be more calm about it. But this is my student. You're telling me not to get angry? My student had chutzpah and didn't mention it in my name. I'm allowed to get angry. I'm going to be angry, and you can't stop me. So it wasn't very good. It's early Gabi Rav Yaakov Aridi. Rav Yaakov Aridi says, listen to me. And he went to talk to Rabbi Yochanan. What did he say? Amalei. The pasuk says in Sefer Yeshua, Kashativa Hashem es Moshe Avdoi, the way the Eibishter commanded Moshe, Kein Siva Moshe es Yeshua, that's what Moshe commanded Yeshua, V'chein Osa Yeshua, that's what Yeshua did. Lo Yehesir Dover Mikol Hashativa Hashem es Moshe, he didn't miss out one thing from what Hashem told Moshe, that's what Yeshua did. V'chi Al Kol Dover Sh'omer Yeshua Ha Yomelem Kach Omeli Moshe, do you think every time Yeshua gave an instruction, he said in the name of Kach Omer Moshe? You think every single time he said that for his whole life, he always did that? No, he didn't have to. It was obvious. Ella, Yeshua Yeshiva Dairish, Stam. Yeshua would sit and make a drosha Stam. And everybody knows it was Moshe Rabbeinu. He didn't need to mention it every single time. Isaf Rabbi Elazar Talmincha. Similarly, Rabbi Elazar, your student. Yeshiva Dairish Stam. He makes speeches. But whatever he says, Hakol Yedim Kishochahi. Everyone knows that he learned from you. He doesn't need to say on every sentence, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan says. Everyone knows that whatever he's saying, he learned from you. So that made Rabbi Yochanan feel better. And so Amar Lahem, so he said to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, the first two guys, they tried to make him feel better. Why can't you make me feel better like Benidi? You told me stuff that made me feel worse. He's a good guy, makes you feel better. So the Gemara, okay, that's the story. Fred the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, my time a copy kulahai. Why was Rabbi Yochanan so upset about this? Big deal. So he didn't say it in his name. What, it was his ego? He was worried about his pride. It was such a big deal to him. So the Gemara answers the Om Rav Yehuda Marav, because Rav Yehuda is the name of Rav. My dixiv agurcha ba'halcha elamim, the pasuk in Tehillim, I will live in your tent in worlds. That means in two worlds. Can a person be in two worlds at once? What is David HaMelech saying in Tehillim to the Eibishter, Ribbono Shel Olam, Yehi Ratzon Sheyemru Davar Shmo Mipi Ba'olam Hazeh? I want people to say things in my name in this world after I'm dead. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, same Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Hashem Ben Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said it, and Rabbi Yochanan was careful to say it in the name of the person he learned it from, Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai.
Not directly,
but... No, he would have been too young, I guess. Kol Talmud Chacham she'emrin davar shmuel mipiv ba'olam hazeh. Whenever there's a rabbi or a Talmud Chacham, and people say something in his name in this world, sifseis of David v'espekever, his lips are moving in the grave, and it's like he's still alive. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted that after he's dead, they should say things in his name, and he'll still be saying stuff after he's dead. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak ben Zeiri v'itei Shimon Nazira, my crow, where's the pasuk that tells you this? or hints to this anyway. It says in Shir HaShirim, V'cheichech k'yayin atoiv, your palate tastes like good wine. Hoylech l'doidi, l'meisharim, going to my beloved. Doivev sifse yishenim, k'koyme shel anovim. Wobbling the lips of the sleeping people, that means the people who are dead, like a basket of grapes. When you have a basket of grapes, you have a basket of grapes, if you put your finger there, the grapes will start wobbling. If you say something in their name, in this world, their lips are moving in the grave. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed that easy bit. Now we go back to your farmers. Echad, so the Mishnah says, Echad ben Teisha Shanim v'chulu, that
why
are not...
Why does it always pick on 9 years old as opposed to 7, 8, 11?
Because they worked out that a 9-year-old is physically able to do the act of intimacy. If he's younger than that, he probably can't do it. And if he's older,
there's a certain level of maturity starts at 9.
And it means from 9 to 13.
You're talking about maturity. Talking about
physical maturity. Yeah. And it means from 9 to 13, that range from 9 to 13. So 10 is the same, 10, 11, yeah. Or a minus, and so
that was your story about the two guys. Nine.
They don't have to be twins. Yeah. No, but it says they were ben teisha shel yamech. They could have been twins. Okay, now the Mishnah said at the end that a 20-year-old that didn't bring the signs of adulthood is the same as a 9-year-old. Or a minus, as a Gemara, I have a contradiction. Ben esrim shana shaloi hevi shtei sairos. If you have a 20-year-old who hasn't yet brought the two hairs, the signs of adulthood, yaviu rayashu ben esrim, they should bring his birth certificate to prove that he's actually 20 years old. V'hu asris, and now he's not like a child. He has a special din of a sris, which is like an impotent, infertile person. Because in other words, some people they never get their simanim; they have a defect. And therefore, if he's a sris, he's infertile, and lecholitz lemiyabim. There's no chalitz and there's no yibim. He's out of the whole deal. Similarly, a bas esrim shana, a girl who gets to the age of 20, shalo yevi yeshtei sarvish, she didn't have any signs of adulthood, is again yevi urayah shibes as bas esrim, bring her birth certificate that she's 20 years old, v'hiya islandess, and she is considered an infertile woman lecholitz lemiyabim. Again, there's no chalitz and no yibim. So therefore, why does it say here that a 20-year-old is the same as a 9-year-old, and you just keep going as a child? This answers the Gemara Ha'itzmar Allah regarding that bris. So we have Amar Abshul Bar Yitzhak Amar Rav, V'husha Nodele Shimon Esris. That's talking about where not only he doesn't have signs of adulthood, but he has signs of srishood. How would you call it? Of being...
Not developed.
Of being undeveloped. For example, things like having a high squeaky voice and sort of feminine features. There's a whole few simonim, like positive simonim. We're talking about a negative simon. He doesn't have signs of adulthood. But there it talks about that there are also positive signs. If he does have certain signs, that makes him, then he's considered a sris. Omar Rava, Dekanami Dikatani Vuhu Asris. Similarly, you can prove it from the words of that brisa. The brisa said, Yaviu Rayashu Ben Esrim Vuhu Asris. What do you mean, Vuhu Asris? Ishma Mino, that it's talking about where he also has some signs that he is impotent.
Well, in general, nobody checks apart from Rabbi Abraham.
Except from Rabbi Abraham. Well, we don't know. I'm not going to tell you necessarily if they had a case. Okay, so you're telling me if there's no signs of srishood, then when he gets, that even at the age of 20, he'll be considered the same as a 9-year-old, is considered a child. But there must be some limit. You know, a guy can't be 70 and you're still going to tell me that he's a child. Yeah? So up to what point are you going to say, sorry, now he must be a srish, he's not a child anymore? It's up to most of his life. What's most of his life? So the Gemara says somewhere else, I can't remember where, that Ben Yemeshne saying Nubahem Shivim Shana. Yeah, it says in Tefillah Moshe that a person, the lifespan of a person is 70. Is that how they say it? 70 years. And therefore, when a person gets to the age of 35, then even if he hasn't got the simonim of a sris, if he hasn't got the simonim of a god either, he's considered a sris. Kiyasa Lakame de Rava, when he came to Rava to check out, so Rava was like Rabbi Abramson, and he checked out, and he said, when they brought him someone to investigate if he's considered an adult or a sris or whatever, he said as follows: "If the guy was very thin and undernourished, Amalahu zilu avriyuha, they would say, go and tell him to put on some weight first, and then I'll come and check. Because it could be that he lost the signs because of adulthood, because he was too skinny and he was emaciated, and therefore he lost the signs. Malnourished. The ibori, and if he was very fat, amalahu zilu achashu, they would say, go and tell him to lose some weight. Because hani simonim, the signs of adulthood, zimin de nashim machmas b'chushus, it's possible that they will fall out because he's too skinny. Zimin nashim machmas b'chushus, and sometimes they'll fall out because he's too fat. Hajalacha isha rabba. Okay, Vaita says the Mishnah, nesim al hanusim la futa. So a person is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. But if he had not a wife, but a rapee, someone that he raped, or someone that he had seduced and was mefata, then he is allowed to marry her sister. He does not become osur to her sister only through marriage to the first one. What happens though if he seduced Rachel and then married Leah? That's okay. What happens if he first married Rachel and then seduced Leah? That is not okay. It's chayiv. That is a chayis ishtoi. So a chayis ishtoi is also not just to marry a chayis ishtoi, because he can't anyway. It's not chal. That means having relations with his wife's sister is chayiv. A person is even allowed to marry a woman who his father had an affair with but never married. So it's not his father's wife, it's just his father's girlfriend. And Anusas Blefutas Benoi, similarly with his son, if his son had a girlfriend, he's allowed to also marry her. Rabbi Yehuda, Isra Banusas Avim Mefutas Avim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, not with the father. Any woman who had relations with the father is also to the son, regardless of what was through marriage or not through marriage. Says the Gemara, Tanin Allah Hadatan Rabbanon, this Mishnah backs up what it says in the Braisa. Onas Isha, if a person raped a woman, and Mutta Lisa Bita, he's allowed to marry her daughter. Nasa Isha, but if he married a woman, also Lisa Bita, then he's not allowed to marry her daughter. Then Ureminu, now I'll ask you a contradiction. It says, Hanitan Mina Isha, a person who is like, there's a rumor. Nita means there's a claim. There's a claim going, there's a taina. Someone's going around saying rumors that he had an affair with a woman. Is already because of that. He's also be'ima of avita v'chaisa. He's not allowed to marry her mother or her daughter or her sister or her relatives. So here we see that even just on a rumor, how much more so if the rumor was true? They don't have to be married. So the Gemara answers midrabanan. That is only also midrabanan. The Gemara says, just a minute. So that's the rabanan. So in our Mishnah, when it says noisin, you're telling me what? That midrabanan, it's also. But mina Torah, it's muta, therefore it says noisin. Noisin is mashma lechatchila. You're allowed to marry this woman. If it's osur midrabanan, why does our Mishnah say noisin? It should say osur. It should say potter, let's say, because you're not mina Torah, you're not chayiv. But it should say it's osur if it's osur midrabanan. You can't say noisin, which is mashma that lechatchila you're allowed to. Answers the Gemara, kitnan masnisin. When did our Mishnah say that you're allowed to lechatchila la'achar misa? After that, Anusra Futa died, and then there's no Xeris anymore. Tell me when to stop. Right? You'd like to stop here? Okay.